Sometimes you need the quiet life, a bit of stress-free relaxation,
or some rock.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, let's start off with New York band Erza Furman and the Harpoons. I'm Ewan Spence. Enjoy. Gotta love the sound there. Erza Furman and the Harpoons, I Want to Be Ignored. Not likely, given that you've opened up this TPN Rock. Now, normally when we get to the the decades, so it's 160, I do a recap. But I've still got a whole bundle of stuff from South by Southwest. So we're going to throw the rulebook out, carry on with bands that I discovered in the stack of CDs and bouncing around 6th Street at South by Southwest. They were one of them, Erza Furman. Have to say, a band full of energy based out of New York. And the bio here, Erza was chosen as her lead singer because he had a pretty blue eye and couldn't really sing, which leads me to two questions. One, what about the other eye? And two, if that's not really singing, what is really singing? Anyway, they also get bonus points because I love it. Just this sort of visceral, humorous bit whenever I see a band saying, we're touring in Boise, Idaho, because I just think those are some of the greatest syllables you can string together. Never sure if it's a good place to tour, but it sounds fun. And that's what's important. If you're enjoying that band, then www.tpnrock.com will find a link back to their websites, MySpace pages, where you can buy their music, tell the band you like them, find out more you like them. That's the whole point of the Circle of TPN Rock. You listen, you tell the bands you like them, the bands sell some stuff, the bands tell me that they've got more bands and more music out there, I play them again, we go round and round and round and round in a very big circle. We go around the world as well, we don't need volcanic ash stopping us. We've had New York, we're now going to head over to Sydney for Gin Wigmore, who's actually born in Auckland, but you know, she's moved and she's following the music, and this is just a fantastic singing voice, a great mix of talent and genre, and I think you're going to really like this one here. It's called Too Late for Lovers, and as I said, it is Gin Wigmore off her debut album, Holy Smoke. There we go, Too Late for Lovers there, and Gin Morgan. Let's not bother catching your breath. Let's head on for the Grand Atlantic, and She's a Dreamer. just have to love the crunching sound there. Grand Atlantic, let's see, that is going to be off their most recent album, How We Survive. It's been out about a year, it's about 10 months now, it came out July last year, over in Australia. They themselves are up in that bit of Australia that's reserved for people who get kicked out of Neighbours, which is Brisbane, but I want to hold that against them. Nothing wrong with that. And before that, of course, we had Gin Morgan, who came over to Australia. We got a rather Aussie-tastic one this time, probably because it's the only place it's not covered in ash from an Icelandic volcano. Iceland, if you thought you were going to win the Eurovision Song Contest, you haven't got a hope now. Nobody is going to vote for you with your great, big, massive, dust-belching secret weapon of death. No! Because after all you're going to do is do various things and make sure that bands with the name Hot Panda actually become ecological conditions rather than fine, upstanding music that you would normally hear coming out of Canada. Because, yes, that's who we are now. Hot Panda, what a fantastic name. And the song itself, Cold Hands, Chapped Lips by Hot Panda, is just one of those names of a song in a band put together you think, you know, I think these guys really enjoy what they do, which is true. They started recording back in 2007. They have been on the road since, not only at South by Southwest, Pop Montreal, various European festivals, CMJ as well. They've hit the college charts in Canada and the US. This is a band that is quite definitely on the rise, and it is a pleasure to play them for you now. Cold Hands, Chapped Lips from the sounds of Hot Panda.
Shaking hands, yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, 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 no.
yeah, yeah! And it comes to a proper ending as well. What is there not to love there about Hot Panda with their, is it Chapped Lips or Cold Lips or, you know, the Yeah 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 song, Cold Hands Chapped Lips, of course. Let's finish off. I've still got a stack of South by Southwest music to get through. This is retrospective number four. It's been over a month now. So what I think we're going to do is we're going to stop calling the next ones retrospectives, although a lot of those bands are still going to be from South by Southwest. But there's a whole bundle of new music that I want to get in. There's a whole bundle of people that have been emailing me with EPs coming out over the next couple of weeks, and new bands forming, and just, you know, stuff that's still coming in. It's not just South by Southwest. So we're going to mix it up. If you're a band at South by, and I said we get you on the show, then you're going to be in a regular show, not a retrospective show. We're going to stay with the numbers as well and everything. So just keep your eyes and ears open at www.tpnrock.com, or you can find us in iTunes as well. Grab your latest RSS feeds. That's not a problem as well. All of that is up there. We're going to close off, I think, now. Have we had anybody from America? Yeah, with New York at the start. So let's finish off at Tucson, Arizona. Not quite as funny as Boise, Idaho, but still right up there as well. Putting in a punishing gig schedule coming through May and June, at least one every week. Oh, no, I say that, and they've only got one gig in May. You're slacking, guys. It's June where you've got everything, 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, 19th. But you will find links to them, HRE Music. They are, of course, Holy Rolling Empire. Big, sound, brash, impressive. And we're going to take their impressively deadly song, Mostly Bananas.
Patiently waiting for hearses to come. Got a whole lot of nothing, but jealousy is stuck on my tongue, and I can't put my finger on all of my mistakes. Well, I went into town lonely like a snake. My friends are bringing me down, but I took down like a ton of more. We still got lost in the town. It's safe to say that I am a losing ground, and now we're lost in the game.
Well, I went into town
lonely like a snake.
My friends are bringing me down,
but I took down like a ton of more.
We still got lost in the town.
It's safe to say that I am a losing ground.
We're not handsome enough, and we drank all the savings and hosted a slew of bad luck. All my worries directed towards my next subjective routine.
So fuck it and clean. What you held in your hands was a fragment of phallic injustice and bleeding romance. Oh, it feels good.
And that, as they say, mostly bananas. Just as fun as it sounds as well. Right then, the huge amount of entertaining music we have had in this show. Holy Rolling Empire, Hot Panda, Grand Atlantic, Gin Wigmore, Erza Furman, and The Harpoon. You want to get yourself in that list, then drop me an email, ewanspence@gmail.com. If you're in a band or you're a singer, if you know of a band or a singer, or you just want to say, look, I heard them, they're great, you should see if you can get them on the show, please drop me an email. You can leave comments as well on the website, www.tpnrock.com. We'll be back next week with another slice of wonderful music from around the world. Until then, stay safe, stay listening, enjoy your rock music. I'm Ewan Spence. Ta-ra.
TPN Rock is copyright Ewan Spence and Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock